I can
speak to Christopher Mulholland, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Miss Mulholland. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish Visa's case.
Hey.
How are you, Christopher?
Good morning.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Christopher, about your case?
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, sir.
Hi.
Okay, effectively, no, Christopher, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Christopher, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your claim. So that's not only writing to, you know, social services and education authorities, Christopher, it's also trying to get to know you a bit better as well. Trying to understand the trauma you face as a child, Christopher, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. You know, with stuff like in evidence, if you like, being diagnosed with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, PTSD, have any issues with alcohol or any substance abuse. And what I'll do, Christopher, I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS, addiction charities, rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather all that evidence because we can tag that back to past trauma or childhood trauma, should we say. And Scottish Visa have to take that into consideration when they're deliberating on our case, Christopher. Just trying to get you the best possible results there, that's it. Okay. So I'm asking some tough questions, Christopher, so I do apologise massively in advance. But I'm sorry, sir. So have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health issues, Christopher? Depression or anxiety?
Depression and anxiety, right?
Okay, and do you take medication from your GP, Christopher?
No. Sorry?
Do you take medication for the depression and anxiety from your GP?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Have you in the past?
Yeah, I have in the past, right?
Okay. I can get that from your medical records, too.
Yeah.
Have any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Christopher? Sorry, buddy.
Wait a minute.
Okay. And are you clean now, or are you still?
Yeah, I'm on and off. Been on and off all my life.
Okay, buddy. Okay. Does your GP know about your heroin addiction?
Yes.
Have you been referred to any addiction therapies or
rehabilitation? Yes, I've got PGRS or something.
Say that again, sorry.
What, addiction therapies for something?
Okay. Any issues with alcohol, Christopher, or is it just a heroin?
8 years ago.
Okay. Did you
The guy knows he's doing.
Okay. Christopher, I've got one last question, as I was saying, it's the toughest one, and it's one that I'd be dread to ask, but I am so sorry I do have to ask you it. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Mr. Mulholland?
A long time ago.
Okay, I'm sorry, buddy. So you thought that was your option to try. And was you hospitalized for the suicide attempt?
No.
Okay. The reason why I asked that is obviously I had a road to the hospital.
Can I take you to surgery, please, Christopher?
Like
medical?
Say that again, buddy. one more time?
Misty Law Medical.
Misty Law.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Misty Law Medical. Take some look at
it. If you say something, see if I can find the address for this one. So Five Mains Road, Beast, North Ayrshire.
Aye. You're pretty good at, aren't you?
Yeah, I have an AI assistant, which is awesome.
The thing is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's excellent, honestly. I wouldn't have got that with Google. I was looking at it.
Isn't
it? How long have you been with that GP for, Christopher?
I've been with that GP for 20 plus.
Okay, so 206. So what I'm going to do, Mr. Mulholland, is I'm going to write to your GP, and I'm going to request all your medical records about your mental health issues, and also, you know, your issues with the heroin. I'll also write to the social services of the care setting that you were in as a child.
You've been lucky.
Yeah, it's okay. Obviously, we're a law firm, Christopher, so, you know. We threaten them with court action, legal action, you know, disrupting our clients, our vulnerable clients' mental health. We get the information back, Mr. Mulholland, believe me. I've got a case sitting here of Red Bray.
I Red Bray is a home of mine, aye.
Okay, let me just get the details on that.
Red Bay's long gone, mate. I got knocked down 20 odd years ago. 15 years ago, even.
The social services.
It was in Maybole.
Okay, so Red Bray was in Falk Air?
No.
Okay.
No, it was Mabel. Yes, sir.
Mabel. Okay. What social services would you have been under?
It was Kobumbly.
Say that again?
It was Kobumbly social services. But the home was around the here.
So the home was in air?
No, it was in the air district.
Okay, so is that the social services I should write to, you believe?
It's South Ayrshire, sir.
South Ayrshire. Okay, perfect. Okay, let me just add this. I've got all the details for South Asia. Sorry, but he's in 2 seconds because that. What's the last day you were in at the care home, please, sir?
Did you get one, full coma.
Okay. Yeah, how long do you think?
3-4 years.
Okay. So what I'll do is, I'll write to South Asia Social Services. I'll also write to your GP. When I get your records from South Asia, Christopher, do you want me to share that information with you?
Please, yes.
Okay. So what I'll do, Christopher, is I'll send all the information that I get for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do is we'll go through that together, you and I. We'll go through all of your care records from being in care till, you know, obviously leaving care. We'll go through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy with the evidence that we've collected.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through all of your statements, Mr. Mulholland, as well, together. Make sure that all of your statements have absolutely everything in that you want in them. And then what we'll do, Christopher, is then we'll pin your medical records, i.e. with your, you know, your mental health and your issues with substances. And we'll pin that to your claim, and then we'll send that off to the Scottish Redress, Christopher, as part of what's called our final submission.
Okay.
What that means is, obviously, we've gathered all the evidence and we've sent it off. Just to let you know where we're up to so far, Christopher, is we've sent your initial details off to the Scottish Redress. We've applied for you. We've looked over your case and they've deemed you worthy to have an application number.
Right.
If they didn't think you had a case, they wouldn't give you an application number, Christopher. So, it's now on me and my team to go out and gather the evidence to give you the best chance, if that makes sense.
Right.
So what happens then, Christopher, we do our final submission to the Scottish Redress. We then await what's called a panel date. So we're a panel of individuals who judge and adjudicate our case. It's a behind closed doors panel, Christopher, so there's no need for you or I to attend. And then hopefully they'll then get you the recognition of any wrongdoing in the form of an apology. And an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Mulholland. Is that okay, sir?
Aye. I don't think you fully know how much at this point. Yeah.
No, all I can tell you is the average claim value in the Scottish Redress system over the last 3 to 5 years has been £55,000.
Right, 55.
That's the average claim value, yeah. Just so you know, Chris, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround for me, sir. You know, I've got medical records within 2 months, but this
is... I was told up to next Christmas, possibly.
Well, not to this Christmas, at least.
Aye, that's pretty much it. Before last Christmas.
Yeah.
It is.
Change of address.
I'm staying in a different address.
It's okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter for now. If I've got your proof of address and your 671K, Road, that's fine. We'll keep it for now. And then we'll change the rest towards the latter part of the process. Chris, obviously you're deemed being in the eyes of the law because you've been through the care sessions and because obviously you've had issues with mental health and alcohol. You're in the eyes of the law, you're deemed as a vulnerable client, buddy. So I need to just go back one step with you and just explain our fees and what other options are out there available for you, Mr. Mulholland.
Right.
And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will. But I just need to give you these options over this recorded call. So I apologise if you've heard them before, but it is necessary that I run you through them again. So just to let you know, Chris, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need help or the use of a law firm to do so. But obviously that would entail you gathering your own evidence if you wish to, and creating and submitting your own case. That's an option for you. Option two, Mr. Mulholland, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress scheme and won't charge you any fees. It's important we understand that, Chris, because they don't charge fees. the reason they don't charge fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, they will get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose, or draw that case.
There's
no reason why the motivation to win. Well, you can say that, I can't. As a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do, and probably more importantly, as you just alluded to, what they won't do for you. Also, I can tell you, Mr. Mulholland, is that we, as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we definitely certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, Chris, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the
contract.
Yeah, our fees are capped, Chris, at 16% plus VAT.
What
that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. That will net you out in total in fees at 19.3%.
Right.
If you say just less than 20%, we're well in.
Is that money
now? No, the VAT, man. The VAT is charged. So even with the VAT, you're under 20%.
Right.
On the no-fee side, Chris, the no-win, no-fee contract, because you are, I alluded to it earlier, you are deemed as a vulnerable client in the eyes of the law. If we are unsuccessful in gaining you compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from you.
Okay.
So we will never put you under any sort of financial strain if you're unsuccessful with your case, Chris. Is that okay?
Yeah,
sure. Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yes.
And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. You signed out your no-win, no-fee agreement with us, Mr. Mulholland, on the 9th of the 4th. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date. What that means is you have 14 days to change your mind, rip up the paperwork and walk away, and we won't start work on your case until the 23rd of April. Now, you also, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's
yeah, we will.
To you. Okay, perfect. Chris, you have my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be taking care of you now throughout the end of this process. If you need me, friends, or any member of my team, just save my number and give us a call. We work for you now, Chris. So.
Okay.
Just keep picking up the phone and ring us. I'll touch base with you every 4 to 5 weeks, either by an email or with a phone call. And I'll write to you within the next 3 weeks with my contact details.
Hey, okay.
All right, Chris. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Perfect, man. Thank you so much, and thank you for your partner as well. Enjoy the rest of your morning, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye, mate.
Thanks, Christopher. Bye, buddy.